At least one extra tube if possible.
You mean one replacement for every tube that comes down?
Roger, roger. I'm not referring to Pixie tube, I'm referring to all other tubes.
W-2 item motion yesterday. There was a two-wire motion yesterday.
Negative copy. He would rather, Go ahead with I gave it to Tom last night, over.
Oh, okay.
Roger, roger.
No, I gave it to James. I gave it to James, over.
Okay, roger. Roger.
One thing that would be, I was looking into copy.
Roger.
There's a number of people who have been getting, thinking of you cards and stuff, over.
Roger.
It's a very sweet gesture. We'd like to thank the person who sent them, but we'd like to know who that person is. We're wondering if Iverson or somebody would be able to find that out, over.
Okay, Roger. We've
talked about that before, Connie. Roger.
And you never got off the ground.
Okay. Yeah, I do, but what I want to do right now is
stand by.
Roger.
Never mind,
I'm
on my
left. Go ahead and hear it,
And Bedford has some friends who are interested who are set in selling of it, over. Bedford's friend has some other friends that are interested in it, over. So that was partially why we wanted, you know, to print it out and look at it again, over. All those papers, you know, that we had in the beginning, we still had those, over. But we wanted to check out the inside just to make sure it was all together like it used to be, over.
Roger?
Well, up to now, we haven't been able to do that because just can't get in, over. There was a lot there, and we had some pretty good movies for a while there, and we, you know, it's something that you really wouldn't want to stop throwing movies in, over.
Okay, I have another question, copy.
Roger.
This is, That's the thing would be the, just a rough estimate of some idea. I mean, this is pretty sure it would be worthwhile, right?
Stand by.
Get a woman in there. Read through it to you. Let me just listen a second here. Let me just listen a second. Let me just listen a second. I'll tell you what to do. Go up about, you'll eliminate her. You go ahead, I'll go up and call you when you are 0 feet on me, and I can give you a better picture of them two antennas. I'm going up now.
Okay. That is friend, visit the place with you know, the people who wanted to see the movies, over. Roger. And go there by, you know, they're on their own and just check it out, over. Stand by a second, please. WB6MID, portable radar.
You had a note about July 11th, over?
Roger.
And we're wondering, there's a lot of folks, we're wondering why you thought you also been informed about that, and secondly, what is being done in regards to that particular to Reverend Sanders, over?
Can you stand by?
Is it bigger than Reverend Sanders, or what? Would you stand by while I look for my report?
Gladly.
I think I'll move on this one, over. Do you think you will move? I thought it was little handwriting on this one, over. Little handwriting?
Roger, maybe you know about it too, but I just think it came from
Lily, over. Oh, well, then I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, can you check with Lily, over?
Yeah, you have to stand by for a minute.
Roger.
Dr. Ross has been informed in a general sense. He's aware that there is a meeting to be copied.
Roger.
And he's aware in general, although not to every detail of the content to copy. But as far as Salazar, I don't quite follow.
Negative copy?
Salazar, I'm not quite sure what you're asking, over.
I'm Semi.
You mentioned Salazar, that's what we're asking. What is this reference to Salazar all about, over?
It mentioned Salazar. Check your copy. Elaborate, over.
We're going to have to get that later. Can we do that? Can I give it up and then discuss it later?
Roger. Okay, I'll stand by while you give him a copy, over.
You want me to? I don't have the copy. I think you throw myself. If there's a copy, you should have it, right?
This is a Xerox, so she should have the original.
Okay, well. Okay, thanks,
Tom.
You want that right now because she's not available right now, copy? Yeah, Roger. What's the Roger? Roger, wait a little bit
of
Roger you want right now.
Okay, just mention it. Jessica has some concern about something there, over.
Roger. That Jessica has some basic concern about this particular thing, right?
Roger, and that's why you need to have it before you to discuss it intelligently, over.
Roger. Well, you want me to go with that now, right?
Roger. Thank you.
Stand by, please.
Roger.
Do you understand this any more than what you said, or I'm lost and I'm bare down about 6 lines of it?
Negative, just transcription. So you don't know any more than what, you don't understand any better than we don't, right?
That's right. It's what you see is what I see.
There's no way to clarify that.
From the person, the sentences and whatnot,
Yeah, but there's some things that I think that might want, you know, some medical help.
Do you want to do that?
We don't know whether he thinks they really actually need the observer's explanation. You copy?
Yes.
A possibility, over.
How could that be? They have left that no situation was required to.
Margaret said the phone conversation of earlier, over. The phone conversation that Elizabeth had with her earlier today? Yes.
Did you copy?
Yes, I copy.
Just so they let you proceed that way for that kind of surgery. Do you copy?
They don't proceed that way with that kind of surgery? Well, there's a possibility. Of course, Mr. Mentor, it seemed to take care of that a few days ago. Copy?
I know that Seth said that,
and I also know that Mr. Gentor concurred with his opinion, copy?